Hello?
This is Opinion Research, calling with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask for a donation. May I speak to Michael, please? Michael Lujan.
And this is not his phone number.
Not his phone number. I'm sorry. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County so I can talk to you instead?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. It's only going to be a few minutes of your time. First question I have for you. Well, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or do you think you're not going to vote?
50-50 just because I might not be in town, but
50-50. Okay.
Yes.
Give me 1 second. Well, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably 50-50, or you think you're not going to vote?
I probably wouldn't, but since you're bringing it up, it's putting it in my mind.
Okay, sorry, you said probably?
Probably.
Probably, okay, thank you. In what year were you born, please?
2002.
2002? Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
Me.
You. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think in certain areas things have gone well, and in other areas it just kind of depends. On the zip code is kind of what I've seen.
If you were to generalize your answer, would you say right or wrong direction? Like overall.
Overall, mm-hmm. Wrong.
The wrong one. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Just tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor, please. The first issue is homelessness, housing affordability, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, parental rights and education, water policy or inflation and cost of living.
I just have to choose one.
Right, the most important. I know all of them are important, but the main one for you.
The homelessness.
Homelessness, all right. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I just would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. Starting with Paul Dictos.
Haven't heard of them.
Okay, Steve Brandow.
Have not heard of them.
Okay, Gavin Newsom.
Heard of them and not favorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
I'd say very.
Very, okay. Gary Bredefeld is the next one.
Have not heard of them.
Haven't, okay. Donald Trump.
I don't. Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat
50-50.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandow, who is county supervisor and businessman, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, who is CPA assessor recorder, or Gary Bredefeld, who is businessman and council member, who would you vote for?
I have not heard of any of them, so I wouldn't be able to put a vote in.
All right. This is just a follow-up question. So I have to read it for quality purposes only. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards? I can give you the names again.
Okay.
Rose Herrera, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor, Businessman, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, CPA, Assessor Recorder, and Gary Bredefeld, Businessman, Council Member.
Gary.
Very good. How would you rate a job being done by Steve Brandau as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. How would you rate a job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council Member? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. We're more than halfway done. I really appreciate your patience. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Again, there's no name. It's just a general description, right? For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Less.
Somewhat less or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Somewhat less.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
More.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat more.
One more, okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less.
Much less, all right. Candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, all right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Much more.
Okay. Candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat more.
All right. Thank you. Almost done. I'm just going to read you statements about the three candidates for county supervisor. Thanks again for your help. After each of these statements, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for that candidate. Starting with Steve Brandau. He currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he'll continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, remember the options are if you have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance to support him for county supervisor.
Good chance.
Okay. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Remember, good chance, fair chance, more chance, or no chance?
Fair chance.
Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. What will be the option?
It was the second one.
Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Fair chance.
Fair, okay, okay. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, who is County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, who is CPA and County Assessor Recorder, and Gary Bredefell, who is Businessman and Council Member. Who would you vote for?
Gary, he was the first one you told me about, correct?
The first one I mentioned was Steve Brandau.
When you were giving the description?
On the set of statements, he's the one I mentioned first. I'm sorry, what was that?
The one that you gave more description on with Steve the first time?
Yeah, just to hold on a second. Steve Brandau, I mentioned that he serves as county supervisor. He supported local businesses. I'm just paraphrasing now. If you want me to read it all again, it's fine. But he's the one that led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. That's Steve Brandau.
Then Steve Brandau.
Him, okay. Thank you. Give me just a second. So we're finally at the very end of the survey. These last couple of questions are for statistical purposes. Again, I really thank you for your help. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
No party.
No party. Okay. Would you say independent or something else?
I'm not too sure what independent means. I have been more Republican leaning, but I'm not 100% on their party.
Right. But you think of yourself as closer to the Republican Party. Is that what you said?
There's just been certain things that I agree with and certain things that I don't, so I don't really know what that is.
Right, no problem. Okay, thanks. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
Currently enrolled.
In college, right?
Last year in college, yeah.
All right, let's leave it some college right now. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends or family?
Renting with family.
Okay, thank you. That said, the survey has been completed. I really appreciate your participation. Hope you have a great rest of your night. Thanks again. Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks, Mike.